Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to a new episode. We're so excited because Steph and I had an amazing meeting yesterday, and we have like this whole direction we want to take the podcast in and bring you some really fun topics and episodes to talk about and discuss with you guys. So I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. Before we start, I just want to remind you, if you could please rate the podcast, it literally takes 1 second and it means the world to us. And Steph, what's been going on with you? What have you been doing these days?
Honestly, I have been so busy with the kids, like trying to get them back to school. But now that they are in school and summer is officially over, at least in terms of like summer break, life has been a lot quieter around the house. I'm able to like,
oh my God,
done. Yeah. So back to school prep has been keeping me busy, but honestly, it was worth it to be able to have a quiet house and be able to get my work done. So it's been good. Yeah.
And now you're going to Canada, right? You're going to go soon.
Yeah. I leave next week. So I'm going on an influencer trip, and I'm actually really excited about this trip because I have never been to Canada. And since I'm missing Fashion Week, I have a bunch of outfits planned. I'm bringing my photographer with me, and we're just going to have a great time and just shoot is my plan.
I can't wait to see your content. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
I'm so excited. I haven't shot in so long, like just outside of my home. Like I've been doing stuff around the house. So I'm excited. I'm ready to go all out. What about you? What have you been doing?
I just came back from New York. It was great. I hadn't been to New York for like 3 years. I went to the Met, which I have never done either. So that was really nice. And yeah, back to work. Now I'm planning my next vacation, which is like my toxic trait. I think my toxic trait is planning a vacation while I'm on vacation. So I just came back and I'm telling Rami, okay, well, it's time to plan our next one. So I don't know. I'm thinking about where I want to go. I have like no idea right now. I think we're going to stay somewhere in the US, at least for our birthdays. Like our birthdays are coming up next month. We're both September babies. His is on the 24th and mine is on the 29th. So I wanted to do something, especially since like last year we were in Austin and we didn't really get to do anything because we just moved and we didn't have any friends. So it was like a very chill birthday. So this time we're going somewhere for sure. Not sure yet where, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, that'll be good. We're going to Turks at the end of September. So I'm excited for that.
Oh my gosh. Yes. You're going to have to tell me all about it because I want to go. It's been on my bucket list.
Yeah, I'm excited. And then I think we're going to do a family trip to Mexico. Like maybe October, November. I'm still sorting out the details, but yes.
Where are you guys planning on going in Mexico?
Probably just Cancun. There's like this resort that I stayed at earlier this year, and it's like perfect for families. They have this master suite that could fit our whole family. Like usually because we're a family of five, we would have to get 2 rooms, but their master suite is like, they have a beautiful big master bedroom or primary bedroom. I keep saying master, but it's like primary now is what everyone calls it.
Yeah.
Primary. They have this beautiful primary bedroom, king size bed with a, what is that? Murphy bed. They have like this Murphy bed that could pull down and Zoe could sleep on that, like a twin size Murphy.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So you guys can all fit comfortably in there. So it's like more spacious, I guess.
Yeah. Or
like
and in the living room, there's 2 more Murphy beds. So the boys could like pull those down. And so it doesn't take up space. Like they can just pop their bed back into the wall. It's like this massive living room, full kitchen, laundry room, 2 bathrooms. Like it's big. And so it's perfect for my whole family to like be in there comfortably and not feel like we're stepping all over each other. So I'm excited.
I love that.
Yeah. But anyway,
we're going to talk about the Kardashians today, you guys. This is going to be something we've never done before. You know, I think we're kind of experimenting with the pod. We're trying to figure out what we like, what we don't like. And I think like both of us, when we first started with the pod, we said, you know what, we're going to incorporate little bits of pop culture here and there. And who better to talk about pop culture than the queens themselves, the Kardashians?
Yes, queens for sure, because they've been on TV for so freaking long.
I think 20 years.
So long. So long. And everyone, you know, continues to keep them, you know, top of mind in all conversations, fashion, beauty, you know, you name it.
People are just involved.
Everyone, or not, I shouldn't say everyone, because there's definitely a crowd that's probably going to roll their eyes at this episode, but you just can't help but acknowledge how much they are just in everyday pop culture life. Like, it's everywhere.
No, I totally agree with that. I feel like everybody wants to keep up with the Kardashians, or the Kardashian fans want to keep up with the Kardashians. Let me just say that, because you're right. There's definitely a lot of people who are not fans of the Kardashians, but we can address that a little bit later. But right now, I think we just want to talk about, like, what our opinions are of the Kardashians. So it all started with the sex tape. Do you think, Steph, that the sex tape was intended to kind of bring Kim onto the map, or do you think it just kind of happened? Like, what is your theory on this?
I think it just kind of happened, personally.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm sure there's other theories out there, but I think that Kris was really genius in being able to capitalize on a potentially catastrophic, reputation destroying moment, like being able to flip it and turn it into a, you know, multi-billion dollar family empire is pretty genius. So I don't think it was intentional. I mean, I have no idea. I don't know these people personally, but I feel like when I see episodes and like just watching the genuine reaction, like, and some of the embarrassment, like from old episodes, I don't know. I just kind of felt like it was more genuine. But like I said, I don't know these people.
No, I agree. But to be honest with you, I'll tell you, this is my hot take. My hot take is that I think it was kind of planted, but then like they had like a plan. Like they were like, okay, well, this is going to happen. Kim's going to take one for the team and we're just going to like break the internet. And I think they broke the internet.
But she really wasn't that, like, she was not really that girl back then. Like, she was not that big, you know?
No, I totally get that. But like the way it happened, it kind of just like put her on the map. Like nobody knew who Kim Kardashian was before. Like you would see her like sometimes with Paris being like her sidekick, but nobody like even knew her name, even though she was seen with Paris a lot, because that's, I guess, how she started. She was like Paris Hilton's stylist, I believe. And and then they became like kind of BFFs. And like, I think Paris Hilton was the one who for sure like did reality TV first. And then, like, the Kardashians kind of, like, understood it. They became friends with Paris, like, best friends, like, figured out how it all worked. But then, like, just did it, like, much better and bigger.
Totally much better. Sometimes I do think about Paris. I'm like, girl, how are you feeling right now? You know?
Like, no, I know. But she's already, she's, like, you know, an heir to the Hilton Empire. So she's like, whatever, like, you know, she obviously had a lot of money, so she didn't care. I feel like if she was like somebody poor, she'd be like, holy shit, what the fuck did I just do? I gave these people all my secrets and they just like ran with it.
Gave them the blueprint.
Yeah, basically. Exactly. But like, you know, I don't know. Of course, like we don't know them personally, so these are just theories. But I do think like they have come a really far way from the sex tape. Kim personally has done a really good job of distancing herself from that and then like showing the world that she's just more than like you think she is. Like, I do think there's so many people who think like the Kardashians don't have any talent, blah, blah, blah. Hard work, you just can't deny. Like, you can't get to the level that they're at without like putting in some serious effort and serious work. And that's just like facts, because it just, the world just doesn't work that way. Like, yes, they could come up with a sex tape and like kind of, you know, let that wave, ride that wave as long as possible, but of course like they'd made so much more after that and like became so much more after that, and you can't just do that just based on like one sex tape, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like the sex tape is so far in the rear view. Like, she is at a level in her life where, like, if someone were to even mention the sex tape, I would be like, okay, and? Like, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's literally, like, it means nothing to me. I mean, I think, like, as a mother now, it probably carries some weight. Like, she wants to protect her kids from that, I'm sure. But like, even still, like, look what she was able to build from it. Like, literally, who cares? So you had a sex tape, now you're a billionaire. Okay, I respect the hustle. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, there is so much work that has to go into building their brand. And even though, like, I know they get a lot of flack because, like, they came from money. It wasn't like they just were like your average Joe, like me and you, like, and building, you know, a $1 billion business. Like, they obviously had some privilege to start with, but still, like, even very privileged people do not accumulate as much wealth, assets, and just overall, like, lifestyle. Yeah, like fame that they've created for themselves. Like, that is not what the average millionaire is building, you know?
That's yeah,
not,
exactly. That's they're literally the icons of pop culture, especially like in the US or everywhere. I would say like the Kardashian name is like well known. And yeah, you can know the Kardashians for different things or whatever. But like, yeah, this, all of this just cannot stem from just like one sex tape. Like, you know, you obviously have to have like a lot of strategy. You have to have like a marketing game plan. And that's like where Kris Jenner comes in, because you're absolutely right. Like, yes, she took a shitty situation. We obviously don't know. It could be both things. It could be either they released it or they didn't release it. But either way, that sex tape existed for everybody to see at one point, and they completely did like a 180, and they're so far from it. Like you said, like, they have built, like, every single one of her kids has like multiple businesses. They have wealth for generations. You know, it's just like, not, that cannot happen with just like just the sex tape that they've just been riding this far. Like, that's just not how it is. Yeah. And I do think that they were like the original like influencers.
Yeah, in terms of like, I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, there
she
were
she was definitely like on Instagram like before, you know. I feel like they have like, I don't even know, like 300 million followers on Instagram. Like, that, I mean, I really think that they kind of saw what social media was becoming. Like, they were like genius enough to like see the bigger picture, like see the future and see how they could use it to their advantage. And to be frank with you, I don't think I know anybody who's ever been able to do that other than them. Like, this level of fame and this fucking hard, like, they just like took it and ran with it.
Yeah. And so that's why I like, I get the hate that they receive. I mean, because it's envious. Like, it's like, it's amazing what they've built. I get like why people would be like, you know, over it, because they're everywhere, you know. But I also have a lot of respect for, like you said, the businesses that have been built from it. And that's like so important in terms of like longevity and generational wealth, like being able, and even if they're not the masterminds behind it, they've hired the right people to ensure that they are positioned to essentially take over.
Yeah, like, totally.
And so I have a lot of respect for that, just because, I mean, like Kylie Jenner, for example, with the whole lip situation. I just love how, and this should inspire people too, I love how she took a situation where everyone was talking about her lips, but she took that situation and like was able to build Kylie Cosmetics, which has stemmed into, you know, Kylie Baby, Kylie Skin. Like, it's just really genius marketing. And like taking situations that could make you feel insecure. Like, she could have been insecure about her lips, never talked about it, but she was like, nope, I'm doing lip kits, you know? And I just think it's so important to capitalize on different moments, and they do that so well.
Kylie, like, at first when the lip kits came out, she was like, oh no, I'm just like overdrawing my lips, and they actually look like that. And everybody was like, Kylie, we know what your lips look like, and that is not what your lips look like. And for a while, she like kind of denied it. And then she just like flipped, and she's like, you know what? I'm just going to do me, and I'm just going to be like, okay, yes, I got plastic surgery, and these are my lips now, but I'm also selling the lip kit. But I think also when she launched the lip kit, she was like a teenager. So I can understand the dissonance that's going on in someone's mind, especially if they're extremely insecure and they're like so much in the public eye, and they're like, okay, yeah, you know, like, I got my lips done, and now 100 million people are going to be talking about it. So I can understand at first why she would deny it. But I think it's fine. Like, whatever. Like, yeah, like you said, I think the bigger picture is like, what do you want in life? And of course, they want to be as successful as possible and just like dominate like this like pop culture space, and they've definitely managed to stay extremely relevant, like with their show, with their businesses, whatever it might be, even if they're in the news, like, you know, it is what it is. But like, yeah, also we have to like, I think, address a little bit as we were talking about like plastic surgery and the Kardashians and like the drama that ensues around them, because I do think that there is like a negative side to all of that. And you were telling me about that yesterday. So do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's a few things that could be discussed in terms of like plastic surgery. I think like, number one, I think what I was like telling you yesterday is like, they have the funds, they have the resources to change their bodies, and they have so much influence over young girls and just women in general. Like, you know, years ago when Kim K like had her butt situation, her, you know, ass was out of this world, and yeah, it just like huge, you know, and that kind of like sparked this whole like BBL trend, and, you know, people are getting their butts done. And, you know, now if you kind of look, there's been a little bit of a shift. Kim's a lot more slim and trim. She's changing her body. And like most of them are all like pretty, you know, slim and trim, except Kylie's neck has, you know, curves. And I don't think Courtney really, it doesn't seem like she cares, but she's no, usually.
She does not care.
She's pretty petite anyway, but I'm like, it just seems very dangerous because like there's so many women who look up to them and follow them, and where Kim can change her body and like do whatever she wants. Like if she wants to have a fat ass one day and, you know, hey, take this out and I want to be skinny on by Sunday, like she has the resources to do that and do it safely. Whereas like the average woman does not. And so yeah, I feel like it can lead to very like harmful mental health, how you view your body, like it can be very harmful. And then I also think like, I think that they're not as open and honest about all of the procedures that they have done. Not that they have to be, but like, I do feel like some of the level of like body shaping, skincare, a lot of that is not attainable for the average woman who does not have millions and millions of dollars to spend on their face, their body. It's just not attainable for everyone. And I think that when you have someone who's like in the public eye and has such an influence, and you have women who are chasing that, it can also just lead to really harmful effects on really every aspect of your life if you are obsessed with it, or if you're like really into it, like I think a lot of women are.
Yeah, I totally get that. I agree with you 100% because of their prominence in society these days, especially or like TV or news or whatever it might be, I think like they definitely should have a little bit more of a responsibility to be like, okay, well, there are a lot of young girls who are very impressionable and could like take this the wrong way. Like, are we skewing like what a beautiful person should look like a little too much? But like, also, I do think like this is just one of the things that like women just have to go through. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I agree with what you're saying in terms of like a lot of women are not or do not have the means to look like her or look like Kim or whatever, whoever of the Kardashians that they're comparing themselves to, because of course they have like private chefs, personal trainers. They probably spend a lot of their time like working out that a lot of people can't do because of like work or chores or kids or whatever it might be. So if somebody is trying to be like them, I think that is like very unhealthy. But like also we as a society, we should also think like, why are we putting them on a pedestal, right? Like why do we think that they're like the epitome of beauty? Because I mean, you could even do that with your friend, right? Like, why does it have to be a Kardashian? Like, you could have a really, like, beautiful friend who, like, wants to be, like, the best that they can be, and they spend a lot of time in their health or whatever, and, like, yeah, they're not looking like the average person. It could be, like, genes. It could be so many different factors, right? But, like, why does it only just have to be the Kardashians? Like, it could be any woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally. Bethany Frankel, do you know who that is? Like,
No, but I know you told me a little bit about her yesterday. Is she one of the housewives?
She's a former Real Housewife of New York, but she's okay. Also the founder of Skinny Girl Cocktails. She's pretty funny on TikTok. But anyway, she had a TikTok video, basically, where she was like, how much is too much, right? Like, and she was kind of like, she was talking about the Kardashians, but she was really talking about like, you know, what is that, what is their life teaching the rest of like the people who are consumed by them? Like, how right. much money, like, is the amount of money ever enough? Like, how rich do you need to be? How famous do you need to be? Like, how much do you need to have? It just kind of, like, she was, I guess her standpoint was like, when is enough enough is right. kind of what I took from it. And so it was an interesting like viewpoint, because there's two sides to it. Obviously, we talked about like, there's people who love them and there's people who hate them. And I can see from her viewpoint, like, it's almost like a world takeover.
You know? Yeah, like, absolutely.
Because there's really no stopping them. They have the funds, they have the resources. I think they have the PR, like they could spin anything, really. And so I understood her viewpoint, and I really like thought it was just interesting to hear her perspective as someone who is also a celebrity and, you know, has millions of dollars. I think she sold Skinny Girl for like, I want to say like $100 million like years ago. So it's just like, it's interesting because, like I said, there's always two sides to it. There's the ones who are so engulfed by the Kardashians and love everything about them. And like, they're following the beauty, they're following the brands they build, they're following their fashion and all of that. And then there's the others who are just like, enough, like, we get it. You're rich, you're famous, you're beautiful. You have the means to really do and be anything you want to be. You know, you could be skinny and, you know, fit into the Marilyn Monroe dress one day, and you could be back to having a fat ass by, you know, the next week. Like, you have the resources to just change and morph into whatever you want. And so I see both sides, but I still watch the show.
No, I agree. I see both sides too. And yes, it is very unhealthy, but I do think like the unhealthiness can come from different things. Like, for example, like even myself, like I think in our last episode, remember when I was telling you about how I think like Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie are like so beautiful, and you're like, but you're beautiful. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So like, I mean, it can be like any woman, right? And like, of course, like you can admire beauty, but I'm not saying like, oh, the Kardashians are so beautiful and you need to like just be like them and do whatever you want. That's not what I'm saying at all. I do agree to a certain point that you do have to have a little bit of self-love to say, okay, yeah, you know what? Like, this is just me in my life, for my situation, my goals. This is not like achievable. Like, they're a whole other species. They're like the forefront of entertainment. This is what they do for their job. If they want to do it, like, they should do it. It shouldn't like impact my life in any way or my self-esteem in any way. And also, we're a lot older, so we're not like looking up to them like, oh my god, like I want lips like Kylie's, you know. But like, yes, for younger girls, and for, you know, I'm sure like with you and with Zoe, I'm sure you think about these things, because how do you shape her mind or her like very impressionable young mind into like loving herself for the way she looks and not like trying to be like other people, which I also think is like a very like human emotion. It's like a very natural human emotion. You know what I mean? Like, you, at some point, we've all done this. We've all compared ourselves to others.
Yeah. And I think that's where like you have to either you have to have someone in your life to really guide you, or
exactly
have your own like self-love. But when you're really young, you may not have that within yourself yet to be able to say like, I'm pretty and beautiful as I am. I don't need to change who I am just because I see it on TV or all over social media. So yeah, I guess like the people in your life, like me with Zoe, it's really important to just create that atmosphere of self-love and being able to take in content and take in things we see without it affecting how we feel about ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I think even with the Kardashians, like, I get it. Like, yes, there should be more responsibility, but like, we're the ones that are putting them on that pedestal, right? Because I feel like that sometimes as an influencer, and I have like, I don't even know, like a minuscule like 0.0001% of the type of following that they have and the influence that they have. But like, sometimes, like, you know, when like big news things are happening on the media, like, I've had some hate with like people being like, oh, why aren't you covering this? Or why are you saying what you're saying or whatever? And like, I had to take a step step back and be like, listen, this is like my job is not to be like a news reporter. It's not to like tell you like the worst things that are happening in the world. Like, I started my social media account from an escape from like the everyday stressors. Like, I want you to come to my page so you can be happy and listen and like, you know, just like kind of take your mind off, like kind of surface level stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not there to be like diving in deep on like social media and like giving you all the devastating stuff that's going on and like being like a full on like news reporter. That's not my job. Like, please don't put me on that pedestal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that responsibility. So like, for them, I can understand, like, that's what they're doing. That's just what their field of work is. That's what they're doing. Like, I also think like we shouldn't, like, I think like as a young person, I would tell, like, let's say I had a daughter and if she's like idolizing someone, I say, you can admire them, but that's like not real life. Like, what the 1% are like that, like majority of people cannot get to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I also feel like because they've done, I guess specifically Kim is who comes to mind. They've also done good work too in terms of like all of the legal.
Yeah, she has like a lot of like philanthropic things she's done.
Yeah. In terms of like also bringing awareness to people who are wrongfully incarcerated. So I do think there is a responsibility. So like, even for me, like I get what you're saying in terms of like not wanting to be, I guess, held to having to discuss events like that are happening throughout the world. But I do also feel like if you have a platform and you have the ability to bring awareness or make a difference, then I don't comment on every situation, but like I do feel a responsibility. Like when people in my community are not showing up to vote. Like, I think it's important, like register to vote, have your voice heard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Don't complain about certain things. So I feel like, I don't know. I see both sides of that. I feel like you do need to use your platform as you feel comfortable to bring light to things that are happening in our society and in our world. And I feel like Kim does a really good job of balancing that. Which is another reason why, like, if someone were to even bring up the sex tape, I would like roll my eyes so hard, like get over the sex tape. Like, nobody cares. Like, I think she's done so much with her platform. Some of it being very provocative and kind of like, girl, you're like 40 plus, you wear whatever you want. But like, I just wonder, like, what does your daughter say when you like are half naked all over the internet? Does she care? Like,
yeah, I mean,
I feel like I'd probably wear whatever I want when I'm her age too, but. I don't know. I do wonder about that, but I think she's also done a lot of good as well in terms of, social justice.
No, I totally get that. And don't get me wrong. I think what I was talking mostly about is the way she looks. Like, why are we putting her on so much of a pedestal? Like, let her do whatever she wants. I think like what matters is who you are on the inside. And like you said, she's done a lot of philanthropic shit. I think like one thing that I found that she actually never ever publicized was when like the whole Afghanistan thing was happening, how the US just like randomly left Afghanistan and there were so many like people that were displaced. And like, you know, it was just like a crazy situation. She actually chartered her own private plane to get the entire Afghanistan women's soccer team and their families to the UK.
Oh, wow.
And she never publicized it. And that's when I was like, you know what? Like, yes, she does use her power for like amazing things. And like, I have nothing but respect for that.
Yeah. And I love when people do good with the resources that they have, because like you and I, like, I don't have a private plane, you know, as much as I would want to try to help in a big way. Like, I think people who have the means to do it should really do it. And so I do love hearing stories like that.
No, I totally get that. Another thing I guess I wanted to discuss was like the Kardashian curse. Like, do you know what I'm talking about when I say the Kardashian curse?
With all the men in their lives?
Yeah, like how everyone's like career goes south. And I'm like, this is literally the classic example of making the woman the scapegoat of your issues, which like men have done for fucking generations. Like, why? Like, just because like you're dating a Kardashian and then you start doing badly, like you're like, oh, it's the woman. Like, what? Yeah.
There is no Kardashian curse when it comes to Tristan Thompson, though.
He is trash. Okay, like I think TikTok calls him Trashton.
He's disgusting.
He is the worst human being ever. Like, he, I don't even know if you know, like, the whole story. Do you know, like, his whole story?
I mean, I know from the beginning when he was with, I think her name was Jordan, and he had the baby with her, and then he got
with Kylie. I don't think her name was Jordan. I think Jordan's Kylie's friend.
Okay. I can't remember the
also, like, girl. Like, yes. So he was, like, pregnant. He had made some other girl pregnant when he got with Chloe, and then...
Well, she was already pregnant when they got together.
Oh, wait. Chloe was pregnant when they got together?
No, he had a girlfriend that was pregnant when he and Chloe got together. But
yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which should have been a red flag for Chloe. Like, why are you getting together?
I know. I don't know. I don't know about that. I actually don't know why she did that. But yeah, that should have been a major, major red flag. Like, don't get involved with this guy. He already seems like a dirty dog.
Yeah, but... she ignored it, and, you know, here we are.
Then had the baby. Then he had an affair with Jordan. It was, like, Kylie's best friend. And then, like,
About the lap dance. You're forgetting about the whole baby issue before, though. He's just trapped.
Oh, really?
Well, when Chloe was pregnant, because Jordan was after True was, like, born. Listen to us. We're, like, getting all into it.
I know. I actually don't know this, so you should just tell me.
Okay, so when Chloe was pregnant, like days before giving birth, Tristan was caught on camera, like, canoodling. I think there was, like, some girl touching him.
Oh, yes.
Like, crazy. And then, like, she was seen coming out of his hotel room. They were seen going into the hotel room together, or into the hotel together. And, like, Chloe is literally, like, about to give birth any day. And yeah.
Yes. And then that news was leaked. And then again, like, he does that whole thing with Jordan. And then now Chloe's pregnant again. And it comes up. No, she's not pregnant. The surrogate's pregnant. Good for Chloe. This time it's the surrogate and not actually her. Because he would have done it to her twice. Like, two kids. And, like, right when she's, like, about to give birth, the news is coming out. Like, he's had sex or he's made another girl pregnant. It's, like, so trashy. It's just, like, why? Why are men like that? I don't understand. I think he has, like, 3 or 4 kids now with, like, 3 separate mothers.
Yeah.
It's just a mess. It is a mess. I'm just happy she's just not giving him another chance. Because, like, yes, she shouldn't have given him a chance from the beginning. But, like, this is just horrific. Yeah,
sometimes you have to draw the line. But Kanye, I mean, I actually really like Kanye. I just think that
I love Kanye.
Yeah, I could never say anything negative about him. I think that he just is who he is. Like,
he's just a very passionate person and just, like, leaves it out on the table. Everything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And people always, like, obviously he is bipolar or whatever. Actually, I don't want to put that on him. I feel like I read somewhere that he is. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like he's always been Kanye. So
yeah, and I think he does.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You finish your thought.
Okay. I was just saying, like, when he acts out and people are, like, you know, making a big deal about it, I just feel like Kanye has been Kanye from the very beginning. So I don't know. I hated to see him and Kim break up, but I didn't like how it ended and some of the things, like, in the media about him. I'm like, Kanye's been the same Kanye since, like, from the jump. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see that. And I agree with you. Like, I think Kim and Kanye made an amazing couple. They were, like, for me, I think that they were just, like, they needed to be together, both of them, because I do believe that they're both visionaries in their own way. You know, and I love that. I'm just happy they have all those kids together, you know. But, like, yeah, I totally get that. I think, like, even I think in the last season, like, somebody was threatening her with more, like, sex tape footage, and he got that for her. Like, I think overall he just, like, really loves his family and wanted to be together. But, of course, we're not in that marriage, so we don't know exactly what was going on. But from what we can see, like, I think Kanye was a good person.
Yeah. And that's
okay. What do you think about Pete and Kim?
Gosh, I don't know. I feel like it was definitely a PR romance, but at the same time, who really knows? Like, we'll never know.
Did you like them as a couple? Did you think they made a weird couple?
I don't know. It seemed awkward to me. But I also, like I said, I don't know these people. So I can't really, like, speak wholly because I don't know them. But, like, from the outside looking in, it just seemed kind of like a boy toy. even if it wasn't a PR relationship, it just seemed like, girl, you're having your fun. I wouldn't expect for them to like go down the aisle and get married.
Oh yeah, there was no way they were gonna go down the aisle. But I thought, I mean, this is extremely unexpected. I would have never. I think it came out of left field for me. I was like, what? Like, literally, he would be the last person. But then again, Pete Davidson has dated some like really beautiful women, like very successful, very beautiful women. And I always think to myself, how does Pete get these women? Which is like, I mean, a whole other thing. I'm sure he's like very smart and funny. And, you know, because I think Kim said that too on the show. Like, he's really funny. I get it. I have a thing for funny guys too. Like, I think when people are genuinely really funny and witty, they are highly intelligent.
Yeah.
And so I can see that. And it's okay. Like, I think now they broke up. But you know what's funny? So this is what TikTok is talking about these days. And I love getting all my pop culture from TikTok because they literally do like all the investigation, okay? They will not leave any facts out. They lay it all out there for you. But now, like, TikTok saying, okay, so Pete and Kim, like, their announcement, like, their breakup announcement came the same day that, like, Khloé had the baby. So they were trying to, like, shield her from that because, of course, like, you know, the talk of Tristan would come up, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, I guess they definitely can manipulate the media like that if they want. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was actually true.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like they control the media, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like definitely if that is like what people are talking about, I could 100% see how that could be true.
Yeah. What do you think about Scott and Courtney? Or like Travis and Courtney now?
I love them together. I'm so happy that she's happy. I think that like, she gave Scott a good run all those years. They've been broken up for so long. So I could understand like her irritation, like when she was having the happiest moment of her life, getting proposed to and like experiencing like real love. Like I could understand her frustration of how like Scott is still in this narrative. Like they've been broken up for literally years and everyone is still worried about Scott. And so I love her and Travis together. Kravis, I think that like, she just seems really genuinely happy. So I love it. I hope Scott's okay. I remember like when they first got engaged or like announced it, I was like, oh gosh, somebody check on Scott.
Yeah, I mean, I think he definitely had a really good thing going for him and he just like blew it. So he has to live that with that for the rest of his life. But I'm very happy for Courtney. You know, sometimes bad things have to happen to you for you to find like the good stuff. But she really went through it. Like, according to her, like she was in this relationship for like 10 years or something. And he was like unfaithful to her, which we like never saw, by the way, like on TV, unless like, you know, they really protected his image. Because like none of like the unfaithfulness was coming out throughout like their entire Scott and Courtney era. It was mostly like he had a drug issue, but apparently he was also unfaithful. So, you know,
he dug his own grave and he just has to deal with it. So I never really felt a lot of sympathy for him. I was just more so like, I just hope he's okay.
Right. You know? But yeah, we love Kravis. I'm happy she gets a man who treats her like a queen, and that's how all women should be treated. So
I agree. I love it. I'm happy for her.
Well, this was like our little Kardashian analysis. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We're definitely not going to only be talking about reality TV. I just think like we're kind of changing up the format a little bit. But if you guys have anything to talk to us about or we should talk about, let us know on Sunday's Pod on Instagram. And please, please, please rate the show. It means the world to us. We will be forever grateful if you guys are still listening. Like I say, you guys are the freaking goats. We appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for your support.
Yes, thank you guys for listening. Have a great Sunday, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.